I got a text. Hi guys, it's your girl Becky Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing and fine. This is the very last Love Island USA season 8 recap ever. Thank goodness, my gosh. I didn't do my normal stream because it's late, and I'm just gonna recap it. First, I'm gonna first say congratulations to Trinity and Bryce for winning Love Island USA. You deserve it. I personally voted for Anaya and Carl. They were second place, so I was fine. If Trinity and Bryce won, I was fine with it. If Anaya and Carl won, I was fine with it. The only order that I was like not okay with, and then, like I said before, people were like, get over it. It's we found out this on Sunday. People are still talking about it now. People are gonna continue talking about it this whole week. Not everybody's gonna stay until watch it the whole night, and some people are behind, so no, I'm not gonna completely get over it. And why I'm not happy about it is, I understand you guys pro Melanie, but keeping Melanie in a toxic relationship is not helping her. In my opinion, Melanie and the mentor should have been in the last place, or not even been in the top four in general. And Kayda and Zach should have been in the third. And I haven't really talked about Zach. I don't think, I'm gonna do this real quick. I did not like how Zach was like, after him and Kayda had sex, was like, oh, I can't wait for the next bombshell. That wasn't funny. That wasn't cute. That was disrespectful. And you guys just had sex. What's wrong with you? Also, when he was bad, when Gabe left, and he was like, I'm like, the guy shouldn't cook the girl's breakfast. And then he ended up making breakfast for Kayda. That was horrible and disrespectful. Also, him telling, and I'm talking about Zach, telling Kayda he loves her, and then being like, just kidding, that's not funny. Yeah, so I do have an issue with Zach, and I understand why they were lowered, because people hate Zach. They love Kayda, but they hate Zach. Another thing I want to, but betcha this, even though I don't like Zach, I hate the mentor board. So they should have been lowered. They should have been in fourth place. Plus, the mentor is worse. I'm happy that after this, I could get my spark back. And every time I see the mentor, and like I said before in another podcast, the mentor is insincere, because he sucked the life out of Belly. Every time I see him, he sucks the life of me. So he is the mentor for now on. I feel like, in general, after this, I get my spark back. I'm doing other podcasts, this, that, the other. Give me 1 second. So there is a couple of things before I start the recap. I'm doing it a little bit backwards. with Adaya and Carl. I love their date. It was Disney. It gave me fairy tale. It gave me all the stuff I love. I loved everything about the date. It gave me Disney Princess and the Frog. It also gave me the Cinderella movie with Brandy. It gave me all that, all the feels. Their date was my favorite date. My second favorite date was Trinity and Bryce's. Love that. And I'll go into more detail later on. I think Kata and Zach State and Melanie and the mentor dates should have been swapped. Why are you... People were like, oh, both of those were low budget, but I feel like Zach was way low budget, right? Like, literally, they could have done that, and I think, again, it was so disrespectful to Melody. She deserved that. That is my thoughts and opinion. Okay. And before I really start with the whole recap, which, sit back, relax, have a drink. There is a part of the door / tiara. It's the podcast that I forgot to mention, and I believe Tiara is a bully. She made fun of Adaya for crying. I forgot to mention that. She and Parmita were making fun of Adaya for crying when they came back. Her and Parmita also were like, oh, we're 25, we're 27. Kenzie's 25. Beatrice, when she was there, she was 25. Who cares about that? They were... Tiara and Dor were making fun of Melanie and calling her pathetic because she was trying to peek to see what the mentor was doing. So like I said, they're not kind people, and I'm not voting for unkind people at all. My top four were Anaya and Carl, Trinity and Bryce, Kenzie and Dylan, and Kata and Zach. I love Kenzie. Kenzie is my December Sagittarius sister. She made the show. Everybody that's criticizing Kenzie's... I've already made a podcast about this. Kenzie, she told the truth. She told everybody the truth. The only lie she did was not say what her and ChatGPT did that one time. Like, she had that kiss. Other than that, she told the truth. Love the splits, will miss the splits. She did not let any guy tear her down. Or when she was done with the guy, she was done with the guy. She was like, bye, you're not gonna hurt me. Love that. I also heard a lot of people be like, I'd rather be a Kenzie than a Melanie in the case of like letting a guy use me and abuse me and drain me. And I agree. Also, Kenzie She was exploring. She's the only one. I think you all forget that she's the only one that was exploring and doing what Love Island was meant to be doing, which is explore and find your best connection. And her best connection was Dylan. And I also think there is, like, when Kenzie was like, oh, people were being sexist. I also agree, because people weren't really being mad at the mentor for doing it. They just, or, they weren't mad at Dor for exploring. They were mad at, there was a lot of hate being like, oh, you guys are mad at Dor for exploring. Oh, you're mad at ChatGPT for exploring. No, we're not bad. You guys are just bad at when Kenzie's doing it. And Kenzie and the mentor are not the same. The mentor, he is love bombing and manipulating women. Kenzie never did that. Kenzie was open and honest to everybody about who she was exploring. You guys are just mad at Kenzie because she wasn't staying with one guy. She was seeing who she had the best connection with. Where the mentor, he was just having a field day, kissing and making out with every girl, giving them false promises, which Kenzie was not doing. And I feel like people wanted Kenzie to just pick one guy, even if it worked or not, and write it out, like all the other girls were. Which, no, that's not the name of the game. You're supposed to find your best connection. And her best connection was ended up being Dylan. So, no, I'm not for that. No, I'm gonna back my girl Kenzie when it comes to this. She was doing what she was supposed to do. Find her best connection. She did it respectfully. And I don't care if I get hate from it for this, but Kenzie did what she was supposed to do on Love Island. She did it respectfully. She told the truth. The only time she didn't tell the truth was when she kissed Corbin and said, let's keep it a secret. Other than that, she was 100% telling all the guys and everyone there the truth. So, let's stop with the hate. What people should have been more rude about. Give more hate to the guys. Okay. Throwing Kenzie out the window, as everybody else, a lot of people, I thought it was Corbin. It ended up being, I thought it was ChatGPT. It ended up being Dor that said it. But Dor saying that was a reaction to what ChatGPT was saying. ChatGPT was like, let me get the after some specifics. He was like, I'm coming with someone new. I am he's gonna come bring someone back into the villa. He's gonna do something bad, this, that, and the other, which made Dor say, Casey say, oh, Kenzie's gonna be thrown out the window. So, ChatGPT enabled it, the throwing Kenzie out the window. He might have not have said, throw Kenzie out the window. But Dor did say, I'm going home with someone new, and was being disrespectful. So, everybody that said that, it's not because of what Corbett said or Corbett had nothing to do with it. You're gaslighting. The only people that were gaslighting were the, because I watched it, they did say, oh, Corbett said he's going to come home with someone new. And he's going to cause trouble. And then Dor said, throw Kenzie out the window. So, if the host said both were to blame, then I would give the host. But, like, Kenzie has the right to be bad at both, in general. And there's nothing wrong with being petty about it. Because, like, come on. All the men were being 100% disrespectful. Alright, so overall, there were 35 episodes of Love Island USA. I made, in total, including this one, 31 videos or podcasts about Love Island. And that means four episodes I did not do. And and there were a total of four or five after suns. So, it's like I didn't do a podcast about the after suns. So that's awesome. What I really wanted was there to be one more after sun. And we get to see, I wanted to see what the mentor thought of the hate he got after leaving the villa, and I wanted Melanie to see all the love she got after leaving the villa. I wanted to see the final four get their phones back and see what they think of the reactions that the public worldwide thought of them. I would have loved that to be the last after sun and to see all of that. Also, I thought it was very interesting that the mentor only showed emotion and sadness when his friend Dor left. And like, when ChatGPT left, that's when he showed tears, like when he was leaving his friend. Which shows, like, he cares about his friends. He just doesn't care about the girls that he's with. Alright, so before family day, Carl gave Anaya his bracelet, discussed what it was about, why it was important to him. Anaya had a secret mission, and this was like the crack of dawn. She had to wake up everybody. Tierra, why when Anaya woke you up, you went into like attack mode? Why? What? It looked like you were gonna hit her or something. What provoked that? I really want to know that. She just tapped you a little bit, like, come on. Like I said before, Dor being disrespectful. He was, at the end of the episode, he was like, oh, Tierra is worthy of being his girlfriend. What do you mean worthy? You're worthy to have a girl be your girlfriend. What do you mean worthy? Our worth is not based on a man. See, this is what I mean. He's just disrespectful. He thinks he's king. You're not king. You're not all that. take several seats. Your red pill ideology that women need to bow down to you. Sit down, sir. Don't like you. Never will. That's why I didn't vote for them to be my final four. Get out of my villa. Melanie, what did you mean by when the girls took you out of the hideaway? You were like, bring me back to the hideaway. No. Why did you guys vote them, Melanie, and which I talked about before, and the mentor to the hideaway? It should have been Trinity and Bryce, for example. Like, no. What do you mean, bring them back? No. I'm happy the mentor woke up alone. He deserved that. The boys saying, oh yeah, Dora saying, the villa was peaceful while the girls, you're rude. The villa, I liked the villa when you were gone. I liked the villa when, ChatGPT was gone. When I didn't have to see, the mentor on the screen, I was happy. I love seeing Melanie have her spunk back, her happiness back when she was with the girls at the water park. Why was it a water park? Why wasn't it a concert? Like, come on. Like I said, Melanie had her happiness back with the girls. Love that. Which means the problem is the mentor. The boys knew what he did. Okay. Insincere saying that he's not a liar, that's the biggest lie. He should have had a Pinocchio nose on him and grew because he's lying. Yes, the mentor didn't say specifically that they did stuff, but his face showed it. So the boys knew. So yes, he did. So he lied. Alright, this is why I think Dylan is an actor. I know I saw it after Sun. He's like, no, the tears were real. This is why I feel like you're an actor. You saw how Kenzie was exploring to see who her best connection is, and you're questioning her and how she was doing things. No. You saw everything beforehand. You saw that she was trying to find her best connection. Stop it. Okay. We're going back to the situationship situation. There is nothing wrong with waiting for the outside world to become boyfriend and girlfriend. Remember, Kayla is from New Hampshire, which is in the northeast. It's above Massachusetts. It's close to Rhode Island. It's one of the little ones if you look at states, if you're looking at a map. So it's fine that, like I said, Keita and Zach to say that they're just gonna be exclusive, which in my case, how it goes is you're dating, you're exclusive, and then you're in a relationship. And again, they're very long distance. Like I said, Kata's in New Hampshire, Zach's in England and Australia. That's in the other half of the world, Australia. Like, they're right now in winter time. So that's super long distance. So to see, like, if it would work and if you want to go to boyfriend and girlfriend, I think doing it on the outside world is the best situation, and I don't think it's a situationship. Because it's not long distance, it's like super long distance. I was really sad seeing Kata sad that Trinity was is supportive and all the girls weren't supportive and kept calling it a situationship when I don't think it's a situationship. I believe Kata would more push on and want it to be specifically girlfriend and boyfriend if he at least lived across the pond, but he splits his time in Australia and England. And it's super long distance, so yeah. The girls have new hair. I noticed that Anaya has new hair. It looks great. Hier had new hair. It looks good on her. And I think Trinity had a new hairstyle as well. If not, in the episode she just put highlights. But yeah, the girls have new hair. It looks good. Anaya's the next day saying that she's happy for Dor. She's better than me. Because I wouldn't say that to my own ex that I was happy for him. I'd be petty. I wouldn't even say anything. I wouldn't even say I'm happy for you. I would just, because I was thinking about it while watching. Because I did find out, because my ex doesn't know this, but we were following each other, and he thinks I didn't know that he had a girlfriend after me. And I'm like, that was disrespectful. Because I know that he had another girlfriend. Did I say congrats? Nope. I just don't say anything. So I would have said nothing. I would just be petty about it and say nothing. Not congrats, not anything. Probably I would be quiet like I did and say nothing. I mean, petty enough. I would not say congrats. I'd be like, don't mess up your makeup. Made me laugh. When it came to, I believe that was, that was Trinity's mom. It was like, her mom was like, don't mess up your makeup. I'm like, okay, that made me laugh. I love Trinity and Bryce's family. Bryce's grandma was hilarious. She was my favorite. I think she was people's favorite, and she made me laugh at all the, her little comments. Like, they should have went to the hideaway. The turtle tongue, everything like that. Made me laugh. Anaya's mom looked like she could be her sister. She has a baby face, so I was like, wait. And everybody thought that. I loved how Carl's mom liked Anaya so much and was like, that's my future daughter-in-law. I loved that. I was like, aww. I agree with Anaya's mom being like, Trinity. Oh, what did I say, Trinity? I agree with Anaya's mom when she told Anaya, you should have told Melanie the truth, how the mentor was acting was not okay, and being there for her, just like insincere, and the other boys were there for each other through thick and thin and having each other's back. You should have had Melanie's back, Anaya. I agree with Anaya's mom and told her the truth and not be all team the mentor. And
That was fast. Reading my notes. Give me a second. If I were. I wanted to know what Dora's mom thought about him, her thoughts of how he treated Anaya, and he probably said something, but that wasn't there. But I wanted to know what she thought and to scold him up about that, because that was not okay. Okay, also, going with that, with Tierra and Dor, I would be like, Casey, I'm gonna use his actual name for this one second. I'd be like, Casey, what is, you keep calling her Titi. I finally have said the word Titi. What is her actual name? What is her actual name? Say her actual name. We have said Tierra, Tierra, Tierra. What is her actual name? Say it right now. And if he didn't say Tierra, I'd be mad. You need to know her actual name. I've been saying that all the time. Stop saying her nickname. What's her actual name? Because that's what I would have said if I was Tierra's mom and sister. I would have been like, what's her actual name? Not her nickname, what's her actual name? Say it, because we have never seen you at all say her actual name. Tierra's sister saying, you have a man? I'm like, no, that's not correct. She doesn't have a man. She has a boy. She has a man child. How he disrespects women is not okay, not right. A man would not disrespect women like that. That's a man child. Dylan is the only one on family day that had a friend come. Everybody else had, like, their mom, dad, grandma, brother, sister. Dylan was the only one that had a friend. And if I was, again, I wouldn't do Love Island, because again, I don't like summer, I don't like bugs, but I would have the people that are very close to me that know everything and that I would actually listen to completely, and I would be my friends. If I had to have a family member, it would probably be my sister. But for me, I would have my friends come on family day. So I thought that was interesting. He's the only one that had his friend come. I would love to see more friends. I agree with Kata's sister. And everything she said about Zach, how he was being disrespectful to her, saying asking about a bombshell or getting connected to a bombshell after they had sex is disrespectful. Not making her breakfast because you were mad at her. This, that, and the other. Or like, they weren't happy with him about. Completely agree. I noticed that Melanie and Demento were last because they were the big drama, the big everything. So Insincere's dad came and apologized to Melanie and her mom and her sister, said that how he didn't support his dementor at all, was really disappointed, wasn't gonna come, but seeing how he moved and how disrespectful he had to check him. I think the producer stopped Melanie's sister Stephanie from going at the mentor harder. I would have loved it for her to go harder on him, because he deserved it. So everything that Melanie's sister and mom said, I agree with completely. I love Melanie's mom's speech and advice. It hit with me how your heart is sacred. Don't stop giving a man a zillion chances. I'm paraphrasing. When there's one guy trying to get one chance, very powerful, very moving. I loved everything that the mentor's dad said. I want to know if the mentor has a sister. Because if he did, I wanted her to come and yell at him. I also wanted his grandma to come to yell at him. I wanted his mom to come and yell at him. Because you were treating Melanie like trash. But then again, like I said, with the mentor, with the Melanie and the mentor video, how his mom's side of the family were talking about people disrespectfully, I don't think they would have done that now. But he decided he needed to get more lashings. So Melanie's family is disgusted by the mentor, as they should be. His dad, the mentor's dad, saying, we don't need to cause more problems. We're not used to these problems that he caused, because he doesn't move like that. He doesn't associate himself with people like the mentor and how he moved. He's not appreciated to all what he has done. And he had apologized a lot to Melanie and her family. And he has said, that their family supports Melanie and they're rooting for Melanie, not from the mentor. I don't get why the mentor took it as construction criticism. It wasn't construction criticism. You were being told that your parents are disappointed in you and mad at you for how you were treating Melanie when she was nothing but respectful to you. It wasn't construction criticism. It was a, what is the word called? You were being told off. It was a intervention of your character and how you're a horrible human being. So, in my opinion, there's nothing you can do, the mentor, to fix it. Her whole family hates you. There's nothing you can do. Because you keep saying things and not meaning it. Him saying, yeah, Demeter, you're not honest, you're not genuine. Give me a second. They hate the way you treated Melanie, the mentor. You're not honest. You're not genuine. You're just a terrible human being. And when Melanie at the end was talking to you and how her family was talking to you and how your dad was talking to you, you looked checked out. You weren't listening to the conversation. It was like, oh, I'm getting yelled at, I'm getting lectured, just done it as a bad kid. So you weren't listening. It went through one ear and out the other. I saw it. A lot of people saw it while recapping this episode. You're not gonna fix it. You're just saying words like always. It looked like once you heard what you have to do, once you heard what you had to do and it's going to take hard work, you were like trying to find an exit plan, being like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to fix it. I'm not going to do this, that, and the other. So you saying, yeah, I'm going to fix it. Don't believe a single word you're saying. Melanie, he's been making you look stupid. In the real world, he's gonna do worse. He's gonna make you look more stupid. And the difference between here in the villa. Sorry, my baby has allergies. The difference between here and in the real world and the villa is no one is being filmed. He's not being filmed, so he's going to be even more shady. He's going to cheat on you more. The only way you'll know how insincere is, aka the mentor, is how he's acting, is girls are going to DM you being like, oh, I slept with him. I'm with him right now. This, that, and the other. So, yeah, he's not going to change. He's going to be the same guy like that. And some guys, the majority of guys just stay like that. Some of them, when they get older, they grow out of it. But the majority stay like that. So you giving him a chance to prove to you that he's not going to do that is not going to happen. He's going to continue doing that stuff over and over again. He's not going to change. It's not going to last long in the outside world because what he says are just words. I don't feel
bad for the mentor, and I'll never feel bad. I don't feel bad for him too. Dylan saying he feels bad for him. Why? Him saying that he's changed. I don't see no change. How? You did a picnic for her once and have never again. You're the same guy. You're just saying words.
One second. Was Trinity wearing lashes to bed? Because it looked like she was wearing lashes to bed. Why are you wearing lashes to bed, girlfriend? And Melanie, why are you changing the words that you're like, my mom is now okay with him. Your mom is not okay with him. Your mom does not like him. Your sister does not like him.
stop saying he has a chance to regain the relationship with your family. He doesn't. They all hate him.
Why is there a food challenge?
I thought, yes, we weren't getting a food challenge. I was like, yes, we're not. We're not getting that disgusting food challenge. And then they did it. For what reason? No reason at all. Probably just to embarrass them all. Like, what was the point of the food challenge? It was almost a season without a food, a gross food challenge that was disgusting and made people want to pee.
While watching it, and then they had to have, like, the last episode, someone under a food challenge. Stop having food challenges. Those are disgusting. Hate the food challenges. Sorry, my phone went upwards. They're just gross and disgusting. Why did it look like Kayden and Zach? Like the food challenge, it was like a weird thing. I'm like, why do you like this? It's weird. It's disgusting. Why are you okay with the food challenge? Also, it was gross how they didn't take a shower right after the food challenge. They should have took a shower. I was like, guys, go take a shower. It's gross. Dementor being like how him, Melanie and him have up and down. There was only downs and how you took her soul away, which is why you're called Dementor. And how you've just made her cry multiple times. There was no ups, there was just downs. I'm not happy that they were in the finale. They shouldn't have been. People that have voted for Melanie and Dementor do not like Melanie. I said that before. Because if you like Melanie, you would have let her go home and get away from this man that has literally took the light out of her. I'm happy that Dor left because I did not want him to be in the finale. He talks disrespectfully to women, especially Anaya. I was not for it. But I was sad to see Kenzie go. I wanted her in the top four. I do not like toxic relationships being in the top four and how a guy literally taking the soul and spirit out of a woman and treating her like trash, repeatedly being rewarded to be on the final four. I did not like that part. Finally, while leaving, Dor has said, oh, Tiara and I was like, finally, you know her name. You should have continued saying her name properly. I loved how Casey took the dumping gracefully. She was okay with leaving. She got Dylan. She came here to find love. She got love. Again, the mentor only crying when a friend leaves, which shows that he doesn't care at all about Melanie, because if Melanie left, he wouldn't share. Shed a tear. Like I said, I was four episodes off to be like 35. So, which would have been like, I covered one after Sun. Wait, so that's it. Okay. When Sierra said, now we're getting into After Sun. When Sierra said V
female friendships are important. I completely agree. ChatGPT and Parmita not trusting each other in the real world because they're A, good looking, and Parmita being like, I've dated rappers, this celebrities, this, that, and the other, and they have girls all over each other. And again, ChatGPT being a fuckboy, and when they got their phone back, people saying that he's a fuckboy and she doesn't completely trust him. Parmita not being happy with their night together because they got there early and he didn't finish going down on her. She wasn't happy. She wasn't completely satisfied. Like I said, how, yes, Dora said, Kenzie's out the window, but ChatGPT did say he's gonna bring someone back into the villa. Is him still saying something bad? So Kenzie has the right to be pissed off and mad at him and being petty. So don't devalue her saying, being mad at ChatGPT. And Kenzie being done with someone once they've done her dirty is a great thing. Parmita not knowing ChatGPT's hobby is a point of showing that their relationship is only physical, like Kenzie has said. She was taking so long. She was like, wait. Oh, he likes fitness, so running. No. You guys' only thing about your relationship is physical. And him, the only thing he was like, oh, she plays piano. No. Your relationship is just physical. Like everybody said, especially Kenzie. So she was not wrong. I wish I could do the splits like Kenzie. People wanted Kenzie to move how the other girls were, so that's how they were being sexist. And because she wasn't, and she just cut people off, or because she was doing what Love Island, you were supposed to do at Love Island, which is explore, they called her this, that, and the other, which is not true. Kenzie is what made Love Island interesting in the beginning because no one was exploring. Like I said before, I wish we would see the mentor open his phone and see the reaction of that in the final four. Alright, and let's get to the dates because I already said who won and everything else that happened in the finale. It isn't that big of a deal. And right now we're at 53 minutes. And I'm happy that I did the door and the mentor video by itself, because that would be over, that would be close to 2 hours. Like I said, with Anaya and Carl, do that first. With Anaya and Carl, they had a fairy tale date, which I said was like Cinderella with Brandy mixed with Princess and the Frog. It was so magical, so lovely, so great. An amazing first date of the show. The budget went on their date. They looked through a scrapbook of Anaya's journey from when she started with Thor she got on the show, starting with Thor, meeting Carl, and their whole journey together. So cute, gotta bring it home. And then the second cutest date was with Trinity and Bryce. They said they loved each other. That was so cute. The fire days, the entertainment they had, everything around their date was amazing. I loved their date too. The budget went on their date as well. And then, well, and then I felt bad for Kata because their date was like literally a date that you and I, normal people, would have. It was so low budget. They went on a boat to the cove where they went on a date and then had a picnic and were feeding each other, and I felt really bad about that. And then Melanie and the mentor, they went on a yacht, gave each other massages, made pizza. Like I said again, Melanie and the mentor should have been in last place, and Akita and Zach should be in third, and then their D should have been switched. Before I end this, I'm not ending it yet, but I do love how the final four are all Black women. I love that. I support it, and how they are friends as well. I love that, and I love how this season the girls are friends. There's no like hatred in anything like that. I love that. And then I'm going to talk about the finale in depth, so give me a couple seconds. Also, I loved all of Kenzie's splits. They were amazing. And I'm happy, like, before she left the villa, and even on After Sun, she did a split.